Let's begin with a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for gathering us together this morning, and we thank you for the Easter story, for the story where you conquered death once and for all, and rose again, and now is ascended into heaven. Lord, we thank you for this glorious truth, and we pray that you will speak to us this morning and help impact our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's lovely to have you all with us this morning, and I hope you found the service enjoyable and a bit different so far. Certainly not every day that you get to see Batman and Superman in a church service. Now, talking of superheroes, has anyone seen the new Avengers film? A few people, very good. Well, I saw it yesterday, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I'd thoroughly recommend going to see it. And that was funny, isn't it? Superheroes, the genre never seems to get old, does it? You'd thought by now that Marvel would have run out of ideas and that the novelty of superheroes would have worn off, but it seems that quite the opposite is true. Superhero films are now more popular than ever. So why is this the case? Well, I'm no sociologist, but I have a few theories as to why this might be. The world we live in is a place where we can often feel powerless. So much happens around us that's beyond our control, and we like the idea of people who can change that. People who don't answer to the government or to the police and who rules don't apply to. Now, obviously, we want them to use their powers for good and to help people, but without all the red tape and bureaucracy that comes often with the official channels. Another reason why we like superhero films is that we love to escape the humdrum of our lives and be taken on an adventure. When you relax in a comfy chair in the cinema, you can find yourself drifting away from your busy week and being drawn into a new and exciting world. A world where your only care is worrying whether Captain America or I am I going to make it, rather than what's going on at work or at home. The final reason why I think we like superhero films is that we love to see evil being defeated. Unfortunately, too often in our lives and in the world around us, it appears that evil triumphs. Indeed, there is often so much darkness to be found and such little light. But as great as the Marvel Cinematic Universe is, unfortunately, it isn't real. And while we might wish for Thor or the Hulk to come and smash the things that bother us into tiny little pieces, the reality is we're on our own. Or are we? As Christians, we believe that we have something far greater than a superhero on speed dial. Then that is a relationship with Jesus. Now, you may well scoff and think, well, you can keep your relationship with Jesus, I'd rather have the Avengers. But the Avengers, great though they are flawed characters. They struggle with arrogance and anger and selfishness the same as we do. And they wouldn't have time for a relationship with us, even if they were real. They'd be flying in one moment to save us, if we were lucky, and they'd be gone the next. And although they might save us from a burning building, in some ways, there are far bigger problems that we can face than the ones that you see. Can the Avengers help you overcome crippling anxiety or overwhelming grief or feeling like you're worthless and unwanted? No. But Jesus can. Jesus was only on earth for a short while. And as we heard in the reading that Roger brought to us, he ascended into heaven, which meant that he was no longer with the disciples in body. But he was with them in spirit. Now, we say the phrase, I'm with you in spirit, quite often. And to be honest, it doesn't really make a great deal of difference. As humans, we're either physically with someone or we're not. Yes, we can have people in our thoughts and prayers, but that's not the same as actually being with them. But when Jesus says that he's with us in spirit, he means that his spirit is physically with us. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples to wait for the coming of his Holy Spirit, who would give them strength and power to be his ambassadors on earth. Now, next Sunday is Pentecost, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. But the amazing thing is the Spirit who came on that day of Pentecost, nearly 2,000 years ago, is still with us today. In the reading that Amy brought to us earlier, and indeed in the kids' song we had, we learned that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And it is this strength that can help us to enable us to overcome whatever struggles and challenges that we face. Yes, there's no quick fix and there's no easy way out, but Jesus is always with us by his Spirit and never leaves us, not even for a moment. Even when we forget about him, even when we ignore him, even when we disobey him, God is there for us, fighting for us, and working all things together for our good. And that relationship we can have with Jesus not only changes our lives, but it liberates us and allows us to become the people who we were born to be. Now, the disciples were a bunch of uneducated cowards who fled Jesus' side at the first sign of trouble. And yet, when the Holy Spirit came, they were transformed and given the confidence to gladly face opposition, persecution, even death. Were they invincible? No. But they did have something that no one could take away from them. Not even the mighty Roman Empire in the height of its power. They had a relationship with Jesus Christ. And by drawing close to him, they were able to say with confidence, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. At the beginning of our service today, Superman sneered at Batman for trying to train up new superheroes, arguing that you could only be a superhero if you had a superpower. But that isn't true. The world we live in needs superheroes, and not the kind that fly around or wear a silly cape or mask, but the kind who put the needs of other people above their own status and importance. The kind of people who will work tirelessly and cheerfully, often without acknowledgement or praise, to make this world that little bit better. People whose first priority is what they can give, not what they can take. In the sketch we had earlier from Lucy and Lola, we saw two perfectly ordinary people miss several opportunities to bless others by using the gifts and resources that God had given them. Sometimes we think there's nothing we can do to help, and we get so absorbed in our own life that we can miss opportunities to bless others. I'm going to show a clip now that was actually made to advertise life insurance in Thailand, and perhaps you've seen it before, but I felt that it had a very powerful message to illustrate this point.
เพราะสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักได้ในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
don't know about you, but I found that video quite inspiring to show the difference that one individual can make. And even if you can only help one person, that's one more that would have been helped without you. But the problem is, often we find that we don't actually want to help people. It just seems too hard. We know what God has called us to do, but we don't have the strength to do it. It's perfectly normal to feel like that. But it's important that when we do feel like that, that we look to Jesus to give us his strength, which is infinitely greater than our own. As I said earlier, the world can be a dark place. God calls us to be his light, to shine in the darkness, and bring a message of hope that can transform lives. The Bible is full of people who aren't strong enough to carry out their calling. But in every case, God equips them along the way to do the things they never thought possible. And that same God calls and equips us to do the same. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the strength that comes from a relationship with you. We thank you that even though we might go through difficult and dark times, that you are always with us, that you never leave us, never forsake us. We pray that you would help us to try and do things in your strength and not our own strength. Help us to be your ambassadors on this earth, to be your light to people living in darkness. Give us the strength to do things in your name and follow the calling that you have called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.